All right. Thank you for your patience. Waiting for your approval. Thank you. Okay, items 10 and 11 were previously deferred. We are on sketch plats now. This doesn't require us to swear you in. So we'll just jump in. The first one is PR 2020-3485, sketch plat 2021-103 for Bernalillo County Metropolitan Court at 412 Marble and 804 Fifth Street with ARC Plan Land Use Consultants as agent. Okay, good morning, Mr. Archuleta. And good morning, Mr. Padilla.
Good morning.
Like I said, we don't have to swear you in for sketch plats, so I'll let you jump in. I think we're a little familiar with this from a previous sketch plat, but go ahead and update us.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Derek Archuleta with ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants, PO Box 25911, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87125. As you previously stated, this is a follow-up to a sketch plat comments a little over a year ago. This particular application is consolidating everything that needs to be taken care of with this project, which is vacation of public right-of-way, vacation of public easement, and lot consolidation. So we're here this morning to get composite comments for these three actions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Padilla, did you want to add anything? It's nice to have you here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, not at this time.
Okay. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections in general to the vacation of the right-of-way as long as sufficient easements are provided over the existing public water and public sewer mains. Those run east-west with the Slate Avenue right-of-way, and as well as there's something running north-south within the existing alley. So we need, when those are vacated, we need to see easements dedicated on the plat to cover those, the minimum width required for us to maintain the lines. And that's usually 25 feet for both public water and public sewer in the same corridor. So please coordinate with New Mexico 811. Our group will go out and mark the lines. Your surveyor will go out and survey the lines. And then we need those easements shown over those lines prior to us approving the plat. And that's really all we have for you on this one. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Blaine. This is Derek.
Code enforcement.
Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Thank you.
Okay, Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no comments for this case.
Thank hydrology.
You. Ernest Armijo, hydrology. With the public utility easement shown on the plat within the proposed vacated right-of-way of Slate Street, hydrology has no objection.
Okay.
Thank you.
In other words, don't change anything.
Oh.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation Department has no objection to the proposed vacation action. Lomas is a regional principal arterial, and 4th and 5th Street are minor arterial roadways. Minimum right-of-way widths are required for roadway classification per the DPM criteria, or an administrative decision can be made through DRB with justification to keep it at the current widths. The site is also located within the downtown center, where 10-foot sidewalk is required on all surrounding arterial roadways. This just applies to Lomas, 4th, and the bottom part of 5th, if you look at the limits of the center. If it is desired to apply for a DRB waiver to this requirement, written justification shall be provided. However, in this case, please note that this would actually be tied to a DRB waiver, this particular requirement, because it's related to center sidewalk requirements.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Okay, this isn't ready for publication, but I think it's It's almost ready. I think it's going to help explain what Ms. Wolfenberger just said. So your rights of way that she was talking about fall within this category here, maintain existing right of way width. You can apply for that as a staff determination, and it requires a letter of justification only. The sidewalk that she was talking about falls down here. It's a narrower sidewalk than what the DPM would say applies for a center. And so that particular one has to be addressed through a DRB waiver, which does require public notice and letter justifying per this criteria in IDO 66P3. So hopefully that helps.
Madam Chair, this is Derek. Yes, I'll review all this, and if there's any follow-up questions, I'll revisit it with Ms. Wolfenbarger offline. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now if I can find my quit sharing the screen. Mr. Rodenbeck, why don't you share your screen and it'll dump me off, because with all my windows up, that particular button is, okay.
I was actually, this is Jay Rodenbeck, I was actually sharing the screen, I believe. It was showing.
Oh, you didn't see a table from me?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. We did not.
Let me do that really quick, because I think I must not have ever pressed share. Are you seeing a table now?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, we are. Yes.
Okay. So what you were imagining before, you can now see.
I was writing.
So yeah. The first item is the maintaining existing right-of-way width. That is something you can apply for as a staff determination, and it requires a letter of justification. The other sidewalk falls within DPM requirements for center, and that falls within DRB waivers that are a little more formal. It requires public notice, and then that's the justification. So you have one of those, and some of those.
One of everything, yes.
Yeah, think if there's anything else you can do while you're at it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould, sorry. Planning just has the standard comments on this, and then we've listed the procedure for the vacation. And if the applicant has any questions, they are more than welcome to contact us. A replat will be required to finish the vacation. And then that plat will require city surveyor, surveyor, and property owner's signature. And then please see table, 611 of the IDO for notice requirements for all requests.
Thank you.
And of course, anything that needs notice requirements can be packaged together for ease of working with the public notice. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
I know you know that. I just wanted Mr. Padilla to hear that. Okay. So do you have any? Oh, also note that MRGCD said they would like a signature line on the plat, potential future plat, and do you have any questions?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. Offhand, I don't. As things come up in this effort, if needed, we'll outreach, but the offer is appreciated. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and good luck with this work. I'm sure it will be really beneficial for the court, so.
Yes, thank you.